तपाईँ एसपिएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ। अरू रोचक सामग्रीहरूका लागि sbs.com.au/nepali जानुहोस्।
सन् 2024 को राजाको जन्मोत्सव अर्थात किङ्स बर्थडेको अवसरमा भएको वार्षिक कार्यक्रममा यसपालि 737 जना अस्ट्रेलियनहरू विभिन्न क्षेत्रमा पुर्याएका योगदानका लागि सम्मानित भएका छन्। तीमध्ये एक हुन् क्यानबराकी डाक्टर ब्युलक ल्याम। दन्त चिकित्सामा आफूले गरेका कामका लागि अर्डर अफ अस्ट्रेलियाको जेनरल डिभिजनको पदकबाट सम्मानित भएकी उनी नेपालमा पनि निशुल्क दन्त स्वास्थ्य सम्बन्धी सेवाहरू प्रदान गर्दै आएकी छिन्। क्यानबराकी ल्याम नेपाल कसरी पुगिन् र उनको नेपालसँग जोडिएका अनुभव बारे गरिएको कुराकानी सुनौ।
SBS Nepali, SBS South Asian ma.
I went to Nepal as a holiday with my family. And I see the need, the dental needs in a far remote village. So just come back home and research and trying to find out places where I could go and do, because at that time I was doing volunteer work in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. So I thought, oh, I'm going to look into Nepal and go and help out people there. And I had an opportunity to work with someone who does the same sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I think it probably about 2017. And I went to work in Jimbazi, which is, I don't know if you know, it's on the Himalayas side. I think it's the eastern side of Nepal. Came back and I thought, oh, this is really good. I want to do again. But then we came across the western side, the Pokhara Gundruk region. Mm-hmm. There is a health centre and they needed dental service. So I went there and I decided that every second year I'll go back. And I do, most of the time we do school children. Mm-hmm. We also see villagers who live in a very far and remote area to come to us, and then we travel up to Jomrong to do a clinic there. The health centre there actually was run by what we call Sanjiwani Australia. Mm-hmm. It's in Perth. It's run by a small group of people. And they're financially supporting the health centre. However, when we do our dental, I support my own because I don't want to use the small amount of money that is there for the health centre, because they do services like, you know, giving natal, antenatal, prenatal, postnatal. They do all the other services as well. So we kind of just do it ourselves.
And what was it like working in Nepal? So most of your work, was it free dental care?
It is free dental care. It's very primitive area. So we, and if you know Nepal, it's very difficult, the area that we work at. Back then we had to fly to Pokhara and then jeep up for 6 hours, and then we walk for about 4 hours. So with equipment and things, it's very difficult. So we carry as little as we could, just material, and we leave most of the bulky area in the clinic if we could find room for it. And then just a matter of just set up on bed and birth bed and chairs and then work from there. Nowadays, it's a bit better. The road is gone up to the village, but if there are landslides, then we still have to walk. When we went to Chomrong, it is a 6 hours walk. So we get the donkey to carry all our good, and then we walk.
When was the last time you went to Nepal?
Last year.
Have things changed? Like, how have things changed since 2017, with especially after the earthquake and everything?
Well, look, earthquakes, people are still catching up on it. So it is sad to see. Up in the mountain, not much has changed, except that the government started to build road into the villages, so it's a bit easier to commute. there's still, and also the health centre where we are, the government starts sending health assistant in, so the people there have a little bit of health assistant there. In dental, is nothing change. It's either I go and have a dental camp, or I support the money to get the dentist up and do. And when I left this time, I actually found a really nice Nepalese dentist. And I also sort of talked to him, and he speaks very well English, so we communicate. And I'm hoping that, you know, the time that I'm not there, that he could do it with a bit of financial support from us. But I'm not sure how it's going to go. Mm-hmm. So we'll see, yeah.
Right. Coming back to Australia, I'm sure you're aware that the Nepali community here is growing very fast with the years. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people involved in the health sector as well, people from Nepali background. Now, how do you think people here who are in the health sector and from a Nepali background can give back to their community back home?
Look, I think that if they can, I think it's nice to be able to support, in the sense that probably talk to their family and the children in Nepal, that when they graduate from Kathmandu University, it's just to have to think about going to the remote area to work, because I think there's a lot of work there. I think the problem is that remuneration is not good, and the government is not paying for, you know, the dentist to go and work there. They do pay for health assistant. So I think charity work probably a good idea, or, you know, approach people like us so that we can sort of point out, you know, where is the needed. Hopefully, just in a remote area where we've seen, there's a lot of need. I try to teach the healthcare workers up there a little bit of remedial work, where if there's an emergency, they could actually help. We try to teach the children oral healthcare, so that they have a basic understanding of how to look after the teeth. So, because I feel that if there's, if they can look after their teeth, they've got a healthy diet, which Nepalese diets are fairly healthy, except for, you know, the lollies and the cakes and the Coke and things like that, where the children snack on. I'm hoping that by doing that and brushing their teeth, it would help them. I went to a community called Clues, and it's very heartbreaking that the children there, it's a daycare centre. So children are up to about 5-6 years of age. All they have is about 2 square metres of cement floor to sit on. And it's cold. Nepal weather, it's very cold up in the mountain, and they have no jumper. They just have a cotton shirt. So my brother in Australia, he's also a dental profession, and he always gave me some money to go over there. So when I went over there, I donate some money, and I said I wanted to, you know, put some carpet in this room. I wanted a bit of table and chair for the children. And what they did with the money, and it's realistically, it's only $500. They have a kitchen, so the children can have some meal during the day when they're there, and they have table and chairs and carpet, and they had photos sent to me. So when I come back, I went and visit, the children look so much happier. The place looked so much cleaner, and it's orderly, and the children look after it. They went in, they put their shoes outside, they, you know, put the chairs in. It's just heartwarming. So yeah, I really think that the Nepalese, if once you've got your life settled and you're comfortable, think of the people at home, as especially not Pokhara, Kathmandu, up in the mountain, in the Gundruk area, in the Chimbazi area where they're still living very primitive, and but they're happy. They're very happy. They just, you know, that's the beauty about Nepalese people. So happy. What they've got, they just, you know, this is our life, and I really love it.
Right, right. And when are you planning to go to Nepal next?
Well, we haven't got a plan at this stage, mm-hmm. because the health clinic is is about to be closed because a couple of reasons. The Sanchiwani group in Australia has started to deplete its fund, as I said, because we had a small number of donator, and, you know, some of them get sick, some of them get retired, and some had other venture they wanted to go into. So for me, I'm still being able to go, but I have to have a place where I work, and I have to have someone who sort of translate for me, to tell them what to do and coordinate the community to say that, okay, we're coming, so that we're not wasting our time when we're there looking for people to see. So we are still working out how is that going to impact us at this stage. So I haven't got any plan, but hopefully I'll be continuing to go, because my daughter also a dentist, and I'm slowly retiring. So now she's been there last time with me as well, and she was expressed that she wishes to keep going, so she can go and do some work and keep the tradition going.
Right. And speaking of Nepal, Dr. Lam, what was your favorite food?
Oh, dal bhat.
Dal bhat and momo. There can't be a more correct answer than that.
SBS नेपाली SBS साउथ एशियन मा
र यो कुराकानी सुन्यौ सन् 2024 को राजाको जन्मोत्सवका अवसरमा अर्डर अफ अस्ट्रेलियाको जनरल डिभिजनको पदक पाएकी क्यानब्राकी डाक्टर ब्युलक ल्याम्पसँग यस कुराकानीलाई तपाईँले हाम्रो वेबसाइट sbs.com.au/nepalima गई वा आफ्नो फोनमा SBS अडियो एपलाई निशुल्क डाउनलोड गरेर सुन्न सक्नुहुन्छ हाम्रा पडकास्ट सामग्रीहरू युट्युबमा पनि उपलब्ध छन् SBS साउथ एसियनलाई सब्सक्राइब गर्नुहोस् र यदि तपाईँ पनि कसैलाई अर्डर अफ अस्ट्रेलियाका लागि मनोनित गर्न चाहनुहुन्छ भने कमनवेल्थ अफ अस्ट्रेलियाका गभर्नर जेनरलको वेबसाइट gg.gov.au गई थप जानकारी पाउन सक्नुहुन्छ
लाइक शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस् SBS नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्